All right, so we received this voicemail from a listener, and, well, I mean, she has noticed something specific when she was out celebrating her one-year wedding anniversary. I'll let her explain.
My husband and I went to a steak restaurant for our one-year anniversary this past weekend, and we went to a nice, fancy steak restaurant, and we're 26. We thought for sure we'd be the youngest people there. Well, in a matter of fact, we got there, and everyone that was there was significantly younger than we were. Like, I'm talking like 21, 22 years old. My question being, how do these 21 and 22-year-olds afford these fancy steak dinners? There's no way you can tell me that all of them are there for their one special night like we were.
So she's like,
very good question. Like, what's the conspiracy going on?
How are they affording this? We're celebrating something special. They can't all be celebrating something special.
You know what? That's a really good point, especially when you paid $62 for gas yesterday. How in the world? How can they afford that in these times?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last time I went and had like a fancy dinner.
Yeah, it's a special occasion.
Yeah, that's...
Even for us.
I was going to say, especially if it's just my wife and I. Like, if I'm taking the entire family... like that is once every 5 years.
I was gonna say, yeah, where everyone gets steak.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not taking my family to get steak, but yeah, I maybe once a year we do the thing, and I guess she brings up a good point, and I don't know if I've looked around the last time I was at a fancy restaurant at who was eating with me, like what their ages were.
Interesting observation.
That is an interesting observation. So,
and I don't have any answers for it.
Yeah, when was the last time you had a bougie dinner?
It's been a while. I can't remember. It's probably last year. I don't even know if we went out for our anniversary last year. Did we?
Oh, you're getting to be that age, huh?
Yes. Yes. That's where we're at. That is where our lives are kind of run by the kids and their activities. And yeah, we don't get a lot of opportunities.
Oh, Kelly, this sounds like a cry for help.
It probably is.
You and your husband need to rekindle that lost dating relationship.
We're going to need Jeff Rubies to reach out and donate a dinner.
to help Jeff Rubies. You need to help save Kelly's marriage.
I mean, really.
This is a cry for help.
It is a cry for help. So if you could reserve a slot and a booth and comp that, that'd be great.
Yeah, Pat texts in and says, we need to know the restaurant name. Yeah, she didn't say. So
yeah. Oh, wow.
I mean, there are several great steak places where you can get steak around town here in Southern Indiana and in Louisville. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, is it social media? Because I know that my daughters, that they aren't, well, my older two aren't as influenced, but I've noticed that my younger daughter, she is a little bit more influenced by the influencers and that sort of image. So I could see where maybe social media has a thing where it's like, all right, well, I got to look like, fake it till you make it, right?
Uh-huh.
I got to look the part.
Okay.
But
I don't know. It could be. Or you just want to go out and have a nice steak dinner.
Yeah, or maybe they're just literally celebrating something. Maybe everybody's celebrating something and she's just getting the wrong impression.
I don't know, but maybe it was just like that night. It was a bunch of young people who were able to go out for a nice dinner, and she was like, "Ha!"
I think what we can all pull from this,
Is that we all need a steak dinner right
is
now.
Is that the Kelly's cry for help?
Yes, cry for help,
and that she and her poor husband haven't had a date night in months.
No,
maybe even all year.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's, so if Jeff Ruiz wants to go ahead and just send over a little help.
I think you can afford it, but maybe you just need the time and the people to watch your kids, or just let your kids have macaroni and cheese at home. They're old enough now.
Exactly.
Right,
yes.
Right, exactly. All right.
Which, by the way, happy birthday to Jake. He's turning 14 today.
Is it today?
I have a 14-year-old today.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. See, he's old enough.
He's old enough.
He's old enough to make his own macaroni and cheese and do all that stuff.
Warm up SpaghettiOs. Yes.
Man, was it 14 years ago that I was calling you while you were still recovering from giving birth and
we were getting some skin on skin time and
you were hopped up on Percocet?
Yeah. Oh, my husband texted, Ruby's is under renovation. Oh. Okay, when you guys reopen, if you want to reach out, and I'd like to test out that renovation for you.
Okay, that's great. Well, hey, happy birthday to your son, Jake. That's pretty
cool. Yay, Jake!
All right, there you go.